Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Now I want to welcome everybody joining us from the High Wire with Del Bigtree. And interestingly enough, she's gotten warmed up because she was on the show today. Our good friend, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, joins us for some B-Science Bites. And once again, brought to you by much gratitude to Julie Whitman Klein and family from Trinity School of Natural Health. They've been great supporters of this message. And we continue to support the education that we feel would be much better served if doctors got real nutrition. So, Dr. Tenpenny, shingles part two. I know we've got to revisit a little bit from last week with the notes that you put together, which are phenomenal, by the way. But you look back and you say, hey, maybe I could rework them just a little bit.
Yeah, so let's just go back and kind of review this whole thing about shingles. I mean, where do shingles come from? It comes from having chicken pox and then having not being re-exposed to kids, grandkids, neighbors, school kids with chicken pox so that it keeps your long-term immunity intact. So as your immunity, your natural innate immunity begins to wane, any residual virus that may have been in your dorsal ganglion roots in your spine starts to pop out and then kind of grow, it kind of propagates along nerves called dermatomes. And that's why shingles is extremely painful. It's always, like 99% of the time, is unilateral. So if you get a really painful, itching, burning, unilateral rash just about anywhere on your body, that could be diagnosed as shingles. And historically, we only saw that in immunosuppressed type of people. The elderly who may be not so well and on a lot of different medications, you saw it a lot in diabetics. You saw it in people who had cancer. But now we're seeing it in children, and we're seeing it in all different age groups. So we have changed the complete dynamics of this virus. And since the herpes simplex virus, the herpes zoster virus, the humans are the only known host. How the vaccine actually worked, quote unquote, is that if you were exposed to someone with chickenpox within, say, 6 to 8 months of when you've had the vaccine, it stopped the transmission of the virus. So as the virus stopped the propagation, stopped the transmission, it died out because it needed to have a new host, the next person who was susceptible to propagate in. And so that is why we don't see so much of chickenpox anymore, and why even the idea of wanting to find a chickenpox party is very, very difficult, because the only virus that's still out in circulation is the vaccine strain virus, which doesn't cause the same type of infection. You can get an outbreak of what looks like chickenpox from someone who shed, but it's a different virus. It's vaccine strain attenuated virus. It is not the real virus that would be out there in the wild. So you just don't see it that much. And then the one main study that we talked about the last time, the shingles prevention study, which actually showed that it really didn't prevent it. And when I was looking at that, even when we were going through this during the show the last time, the way that it was kind of set up, I mean, you had sort of a confused look on your face. And when I read it, it looked kind of confusing. And so after the show, I went back and I pulled the full text of the article and I rewrote the show notes for everybody. So there's a new PDF file, and I just want to go over it just a little bit, because it really, the way that it explains it a little bit, in this shingles prevention study, there were about 3,800 adults 60 years of age and older that were given Zostavax, which is the shingles vaccine. And they defined burden of illness as a measure of severity and the duration of pain. So what they were actually looking for wasn't really, did the shingles vaccine stop you from getting shingles? But if you did get shingles, how long did it last and how severe was the pain? So it said that the shingles vaccine, if you actually got it, got shingles, even though you'd had the vaccine, that it decreased the burden of illness, meaning the severity and the duration, by 61%, which means 40% of the time it did nothing. You had the same amount of pain and itching and burning as if you had not had the vaccine at all. And then it looked at the overall, how did it decrease the incidence of post-herpetic neuralgia, which is you get the shingles, and then that shingles virus stays in that nerve forever. And it's a completely debilitating type of pain. And what the study showed is it reduced it by about 2/3, 66%. It only brought down your incidence of getting the shingles by 50%. And then 60% of that 50% is the actual numbers that showed that it reduced the incidence of post-herpetic neuralgia. And that was 65% if you were between 60 and 70, and about the same if you were over 70. But here's where the rubber meets the road on this vaccine. It reduced the incidence of shingles overall by about 51%. So you got the shot, you had a 50-50 deal of whether you were going to get the shingles or not. It was a little bit better if you were younger, if you were between 60 and 70, maybe 64%, maybe 60-40, but 40% you were going to get it anyways. And if you were going to get it anyways, or if you were not going to get it anyways, was it the shot or was it your body was healthy and you had plenty of vitamin C on board? But if you were over 70, the older you were, it only decreased the incidence of getting shingles by about 37%. So you get the shot, you take on all the risk of the shot, meaning that you could get all the side effects and different things from the vaccine, and it's only going to decrease the incidence by about 35%.
And, of course, they're targeting the elders of the elders, and they're having to rethink it if they're honest about what they're finding out about the shot itself. And, again, I remember having chickenpox as a child. A little annoying, but nobody was concerned I was going to die, similar to measles in the back in the day when it was a joke. And, I was able to get my kids real chickenpox and measles years
ago. But your kids are a little older. How old are your kids now?
14 and 20.
Yeah, so see, that makes sense. I mean, look, 14 more years of giving kids two chickenpox vaccines. And they introduced the second one before you started school because the first one was such an abject failure. Yeah. One wasn't enough. Oh, so instead of saying, this doesn't work, let's just put this on the shelf and walk away. No, it doesn't work. It doesn't prevent chickenpox. So let's just give another one. Now they're talking about a third measles vaccine. You know, it's just like,
where does it end?
Exactly.
Well, it ends here on V-Science Bites with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. We'll give them small bites so you can remember to bite them in the behind. And if you go to the Robert Scott Bell show notes, the embedded PDF, which Super Don's going to be loading up the new one that from last week, Dr. Tenpenny updated. And if you go to the top of the page, sorry to make everybody dizzy, there's V-Science Bites. You just click that link and you'll see each time that we've done a V-Science Bites together on the many different topics. They're there in archive form and exclusively available through Brighteon, our buddy Mike Adams, the health ranger, with Natural News being under a cyber attack right now because of the bold assertions he's making in the news through there. So we have ways where you can learn more about the things that we do here. And Dr. Sherry Tenpenny does all the time, even when we're not doing V-Science Bites together.
So what we're going to do today is I just thought it was really important to go back in time. And the take-home message from that is the shingles shot prevents shingles about 50-50. Mm-hmm. And the older you get, the less it prevents you from getting shingles.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it just keeps going down. So, you know, maybe you weren't going to get it anyways, but now you've taken on all the risk of the vaccine with all the ingredients that we talked about, all the different ingredients the last time. So today there's just two major studies that, because they were big, that I'm bringing up today. One is a full text article, from 2013, so it's pretty recent. published in the PLOS Journal, and the title of the article is Herpes Zoster Vaccine Effectiveness Against Incidence of Herpes Zoster and Postherpetic Neuralgia in the Older Population. So this just sort of got one more big study, because they looked at charts of over 760,000 people over 65 years of age, and they separated them into two groups, the ones that had gotten the vaccine and the ones that hadn't gotten the vaccine. And they looked at this between 2007 and 2009. And the result was that the incidence rate of shingles in immunocompetent individuals, which means healthy people, however they define healthy can be kind of weird, you know, because it may mean that they are symptom-free in the presence of five pharmaceuticals. Mm-hmm. But in those people, it was about 48%. So again, it's just confirming what we talked about in the seminal study, 50-50 of whether or not the vaccine is going to keep you from getting shingles. And then they looked at the people who were immunocompromised, maybe had rheumatoid arthritis, they were on immunobiologics, they had cancer, and they gave them the vaccine. Mm-hmm. And it only stopped shingles 37% of the time, which means 70% of people got the shot and got shingles anyways.
So the people that are more vulnerable have less benefit.
Exactly. The people that are most vulnerable have the least benefit. And it stopped people who did get the shingles and had the shot, they had a decreased incidence of 60% of getting post-herpetic neuralgia. Well, now, wait a minute. Isn't that shot supposed to not keep me from getting shingles in the first place? And now when I get it, 40% of the time, I'm going to end up with this chronic debilitating post-herpetic neuralgia? Robert, the biggest take home for me on this study is not so much about the shingles vaccine, but about the chickenpox vaccine and what we have done to humanity by eliminating a virus that was mostly benign with a rite of passage illness like measles was, when somewhere between the ages of 6 and 10, everybody got measles and everybody got chickenpox. And now we are creating this incredible, debilitating, long-term, horrific types of illnesses with no benefit. And it's the first time we've created a shot to address a problem caused by a shot. And so, again, where does that end?
Right.
That's pretty horrible.
Well, and I reiterate, growing up, and even as a young adult learning about these things, shingles was just such a thing that you heard rarely and in very elderly people.
And debilitated.
And now younger and younger people, more common, commercials all the time happening for it. I get calls all the time for shingles issues. So, the shots have not made things better. Just from an observational perspective, never having heard of this in young people, middle-aged people, now it's everywhere, that it's like big money, that it's advertised on every news show, every daytime show. So we know that it's actually created a bigger market for this through their propagandizing of the benefit. When we go through the V-side spikes, you're pointing out, well, what is the measurable benefit, if any, and is it worth the risk?
And the answer is unequivocally no. I mean, so I think that, you know, we're seeing, and these are just a couple of studies. I mean, if you go to tenpennyresearchlibrary.com, and register, I mean, you have to register to get in there, but it's free. It doesn't cost anything. You just get a responsive email that you have to click on, it, and that's our security. So you have to register, and you have to click on the registration email link. And then you can go in and search. And at the very top of the first page, there's a pretty robust explanation on how to maximize your search. Once you're inside of the library.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver Gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNlife.com.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
And so these are just a couple of studies on shingles and on chickenpox of the dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of articles that we have in there. So if you have a friend who says, well, that's only two studies, I bet there aren't any more than that. Well, now you can go prove them wrong. Mm-hmm. So the second study is kind of long, and I want to save our time for this because there's a lot to unpack on this one. And this was a full text study from the journal Vaccine, which is the big guy, the most important one, and from 2017. So it's recent. It's a very recent study. And this was a herpes zoster live vaccine, a 10-year review of post-marketing safety experience. I mean, just think about that. We're looking backwards in time to say whether or not this vaccine was safe. Shouldn't we have determined it was safe before we even put it on the market? I mean, well, seriously.
That would be a reasonable way, but we find out that it's post-marketing surveillance, and even that is limited in what they claim to lump together to even look at, if they're looking at it at all. So it's fascinating that you found an article that actually goes a 10-year retrospective and looks back. So we're about to learn something really, really important that they're not likely going to present in mainstream media. I don't know if they're going to discuss it in medical circles or not, but we are here.
And this particular database was set up by Merck, and it's a place where only physicians can report adverse events. So now think about that population size. Mm-hmm. Physicians who deny that vaccines cause any problems, physicians who probably don't even know about this database. And so that the ones that do, I mean, they really are concerned about reporting adverse events. So you're seeing a truer perspective of adverse events over the last 10 years. And the 10-year period of time was from 2006 when the vaccine was first approved through 2016. It was Merck's Global Safety Database. Now, talk about an oxymoron. Right there. They looked at almost 46,000 adverse events. And then they write this, which I just think, and this was in the abstract, so I had to go and dig out the full text to get the whole thing. But in the abstract, it said 93% were non-serious. So that means 7% were really serious, and people probably died, right? Well, wow. Absolutely they did, and you pull that out from the full text. It says, a total of 45,898 adverse events were reported, 93% non-serious. Now, when you get to the full text article, the next sentence says this. More than 3,800 persons contracted shingles from the vaccine with 2 deaths, and 36% did not recover. What does that mean?
What does that mean if you don't recover and you're alive?
Does it mean that so I think it means that they had
state of shingles?
They had a serious adverse event for which they did not recover. Mm. And one of them may have been postherpetic neuralgia. And when you dig through that study and all the little tables and charts they have down here, that's what I'm showing you in these bullet points below. These were all the serious adverse events. Now, 4,300 reports of erythema, which is redness, swelling, pain, and itching. The median time to onset of a side effect was 2 days. There were 74% of the reports that were in there, 61% recovered. Well, that means 49% didn't recover. Mm. And these were the types of things that they had. They contracted shingles from the shot. 3,800 people contracted shingles from the shot. Varicella or varicella-like itching, because remember what they're injecting is 9 times the amount of the varicella virus. It's 9 times more viruses than is in the chickenpox vaccine. They got a rash. They had anaphylaxis within 3 days. They had disseminated herpes zoster, which means that the virus went into their body and infected visceral organs, which can be deadly, particularly if it goes in and affects your kidneys or your liver. They developed herpes ophthalmicus, which is the trigeminal nerve that runs along your face and goes around your eye. And that they had 141 reports, 31 were serious. The average age was 71. The average length of time from the time they got the shot until they developed this was almost 2 months. It wasn't immediate. But this, I have many patients in my office and seen over the years, Robert, that had this herpes ophthalmicus. Mm-hmm. And it goes into their eye. It can cause blindness. It can go in through their eye and go up and cause encephalitis because of the direct connection to their brain. Mm-hmm. I have 3 people I can think of right now off the top of my head that have chronic, unmitigating, horrible pain around their face and their eye, and yes, they had the shot.
Yeah, and as a bonus, by the way, in today's V-Science Bites, we plan to share with you some things that Dr. Tenpenny has used to help remediate these things, and I'll share some of my experience as a homeopath and working with things I've worked on. So we don't want to leave you in a lurch if you've been through this and you're suffering. So that'll be a little bit of bonus material today on V-Science Bites.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The coronavirus is being watched as it's accelerated its spread in China, now with 56 deaths. The United States Consulate has said it will evacuate all personnel and private citizens from that area aboard a charter flight. China's health minister said the country is now entering a crucial stage as it seems like the ability of the virus to spread is getting stronger. The United States has now confirmed cases in Seattle, Chicago, and most recently, Southern California. Canada has added that it has discovered its first case, a man in his 50s who was in Wuhan before flying back to Toronto. At least two people were killed and at least seven injured in a shooting at a bar in South Carolina. The conditions of those injured aren't immediately clear. More information will be released later today. The shooting was in Hartsville, about 25 miles northwest of Florence. This is USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
And data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.
the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
So, and there were 498 reports of central nervous system experiences, with 100 of them being serious side effects. And then they got something called Ramsey-Hunt syndrome, which affects their ear, that they lose their ability to hear, and they have pain chronically ringing in their ear and horrible pain inside your ear. Can you imagine pain inside your ear that you can't do anything about? And then there were 74 deaths. Now, here's what they always do in all of the studies, and we've talked about this on every V-Science Bites that we've done, Robert, and we talk about it if you guys sign up to take the boot camp, the Mastering Vaccine Info Boot Camp, which open enrollment starts on February 20th. We're already talking about it on Baxter. One of the modules in the boot camp is how to read a package insert, and you will see this every single time, where it says 74 deaths that were deemed to be temporal, which close in time to the vaccine, but not causally related. So it didn't cause anything. And so the study investigators related to the reports that these were pre-existing conditions or immune compromise and had nothing to do with the vaccine. So with a stroke of a pen, they literally just negated 74 deaths after getting this vaccine.
Sure, and it begs the question, had they not gotten the vaccine, would they ended up dead?
Yeah, I mean, why is that such a, like, logical question to follow up with, right? It's so logical. So disseminated herpes zoster can be deadly. ADN can be deadly. Herpes zoster ophthalmicus can cause blindness and permanent unmitigating pain. There were 74 deaths dismissed as not associated, but who knows for sure. And considering these ramifications, this vaccine at best is a 50-50 deal. Why would you take it and assume all the risk? Why would you do that?
Yeah, well, if you are given all of the information or you can secure all of the information, then at least you can make a fully informed decision about these things, which I believe even physicians, when they recommend this, are not fully informed. Now, that's on them, as you said. You know, are they willing to read? Are they illiterate? Because if you can do it and I can do it and our listening audience and viewing audience can do it, there's no excuse for the physicians other than to say, I don't have time. Well, you don't have time to do what? Care for your patients? Be concerned enough that you wouldn't give something that could end up harming them more than helping them? I mean, these are legitimate things I think everybody should be looking in the mirror about.
Yeah, exactly. And for them to not know, I mean, what is it, that statement that they say in law that ignorance is no defense?
Mm-hmm.
Well, ignorance is no defense of what you are injecting in your patients and causing them great harm. You could say, I just didn't know. Sorry. Busted. You're guilty. So let's spend the last couple of minutes here talking about what people can do instead, because I know people that are in their 50s, 60s, 70s age group that listen to your show or have heard me on various shows. They're seriously concerned because they probably have multiple friends that they've seen had shingles, or their spouse, or somebody else in their family, and they know how debilitating and how horribly painful that this is. And they're like, well, I don't want to get that shot, but I don't want to get the shingles either, and what should I do? Well, I think the most important thing that people can do is high-dose vitamin C. And part of the show notes here, I actually put in a little bit of a protocol that comes from the Vitamin C Foundation that starts with starting with 3,000 milligrams of vitamin C, ascorbate, not ascorbic acid. Look at your vitamins that you're taking right now, and if they're up in your cupboard and it's ascorbic acid, get something different. It's really not doing you any good. It really needs vitamin C ascorbates. It needs the salt form, which is the form that's absorbed. And there's a little protocol in the show notes here about if you are getting the shingles, of how you can actually kick them out. And there was a case report of two female patients, 167 and 153, who were diagnosed with shingles and post-herpetic neuralgia. They were given 15 grams, which is 15,000 milligrams of vitamin C IV every other day for 2 weeks. The sudden and total remission of neuropathic pain was observed, and the skin lesions were completely resolved within 10 days. Now, why isn't that something that doctors know about, Robert? I mean, why isn't that something that, you know, when they put people in the hospital for pain management because the pain is so horrible from these shingles, they could be doing this treatment on them and not only mitigating, stopping their pain, but curing them so they don't have to have this horrible, horrible affliction the rest of their life.
Well, but quite the opposite is happening from the regulatory agencies on the federal level down to the state, trying to stop doctors or physicians who would do this kind of therapy because it costs a fraction of a penny relative to the drug costs associated. And even though, I mean, let's be honest, ascorbate, vitamin C ascorbates, it's not necessarily how vitamin C exists in nature, and it is arguably a pharmaceutical product. I call it vitamin C chemotherapy, but it's largely non-toxic relative to real chemo agents, and can very much be a difference maker for those physicians that are invested in what we call integrative therapies or integrative practices. But again, now you have the regulatory agencies, which we talk with Jonathan Emord about all the time, being captured by pharmaceutical interests and dominating the doctors, the good doctors who would say, you know what, let's try something else here. And you see success. You see reports on this, certainly with the Association for American Physicians and Surgeons. I've read their monthly newsletters for years, the AAPS. And of course, they don't take any drug money. That's why they can promote or talk about these things, which you rarely see in the traditional medical journals that are sponsored by pharmaceutical companies.
Yeah, and they've made it so difficult. Like, we can't even do a vitamin C drips in our office anymore. You know, I'm here in my clinic is Tenpenny Integrated Medical Center, and we're in Cleveland, Ohio. The pharmacy board here has made it so difficult. We can't do it anymore. It used to be that you could buy, like, vials of vitamin C, like, from McGuff or whoever the other distributors were, and you could buy bags of IV solution, and if somebody came in and they were starting to get a cold, you could do a Myers cocktail. You could, you know, just mix it up right there and, you know, slap in an IV, and it would be kicked out of them in, like, 24 hours. Or if they had the flu or they had something like this post-herpetic neuralgia, that you could just mix it up in your office. Well, they stopped that quite a few years ago. They said, that's just unsanitary. We can't do that. So then I'm going to say maybe 5 years ago, what we used to be able to do was to send an order into the compounding pharmacy, and they would overnight it back frozen, and we could keep these IV solutions frozen in our office, you know, separate freezer for up to a week. Well, last year they stopped that. You can't ship it frozen anymore. You have to ship it unfrozen, and you have to use it within 12 hours of when it's been shipped. Well, first of all, that doesn't really work well in our office. And second of all, it's not always convenient for the patient to drop everything and to come in and get it. No. So and they've made it cost prohibitive. I mean, we used to be able to hang like a bag, like an IV vitamin C for about $100. Now, our cost from the pharmacy pre-mixed was going to be $250. For vitamin C in sterile saline. I mean, the pharmacy cost on that is probably, I don't know, $3 or $4.
Well, exactly.
Shipping.
Yeah, cost effective and helpful in many cases, and at least primarily non-toxic relative to other pharmaceutical treatments, whether it be Valtrex or other things. And if I might proffer my experience in working with patients that have these neuralgias or active varicella activity resulting in shingles, you know, as a homeopath, we can utilize the Nozode for the herpes zoster, the varicella virus. That's one thing. We can utilize things like Rustox that are often indicated, Hypericum for nerve pain often indicated. From a mineral perspective, from a whole food perspective, I've utilized selenium from innate response. It's really a food form that I could give in larger doses than you would in other forms that are isolates, and finding similar results, very rapid remediation, because selenium and viruses, when you have adequate selenium in the body, you find less viral activity. And on top of that, utilizing the bioactive silver hydrosol that you know about, that I know about, that has evidence of virostatic interface, that when an ion of silver interacts with a viral protein, it can denature the viral protein or penetrate the viral coat and bind to the DNA that the virus has taken from you or me and stop it from replicating right then and there. So we have options, even beyond the vitamin C. If they make it so cost prohibitive, we've got to continue to innovate, say, well, how can we help folks that don't want the drugs? They're done with that, and they want to work with physicians that integrate. So we continue to innovate. We can't stop just because they're trying to stop us.
Absolutely. Well said. And but they're making it harder and harder. I mean, the big censorship thing that's going on the internet right now is they're not just going after vaccines and GMOs and geoengineering and Second Amendment people. They're now going after people with sites that are just about yoga and fitness and power bars, like organic power bars. So, and why is that? If you take a step back and look, We believe, I believe, in my circles of people in the vaccine stuff, we believe that what is truly behind the motivation for these vaccine mandates is for the open door on the 300 in the developmental pipeline. We have a pretty sure feeling there's going to be a big false flag this summer. We're already seeing it a little bit with SARS. It's the same playbook they did with bird flu. But Ebola is standing in the corner behind that with this new live virus Ebola vaccine that has been fast-tracked and not tested. And so if they have a mandate in place and they have an outbreak of Ebola, even if it's like five people, they're going to want to mass vaccinate everybody with this Ebola vaccine. Now, if they have taken away all of our supplements, all of our nutritional things, all of our health and wellness things, of ways that we can either stay well or get well, the only other option is the pharmaceutical selection. We're toast, Robert. Just toast.
Thank you all for being here, and thank you to Dr. Sherry Tenpenny for joining us as often as possible. We did two V-Science Bites in a row, 1 week apart, and you're still standing. You're amazing. It was really great. Now, and I loved, and I was just talking to you about this, that we got to add a little bit in today's version, some positive things that people can do, steps they can take, either with physicians or without. I want people to get help. I talk about the power to heal being everybody's, and we've got to empower people to help and go, hey, you look into this, okay? You get to decide. But here's an interesting angle on the shingles thing. Let me show everybody the article. It's in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. This is a mainstream article coming out through Health News at United Press International. It says, parents of children with chickenpox less likely to develop shingles. What are we saying here? What are they saying here? What have they found, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny?
They found everything that we've been saying over the last 2 weeks and everything that I've been saying for the last 19 years. Wow, and it's like front page news.
Amazing that they covered it. Of course, there's always the caveat, but the results of this new study still suggest vaccination offers the best protection against the disease. Well, it's only because you've eliminated this exposure that would be beneficial to the actual wild circulating strain of chickenpox that would prevent a lot of these adults that we were just talking on the break briefly as well, seeing people that are largely living healthier lifestyles also succumbing to shingles. Like, what is that? Perhaps is this article is giving us the clue that without the circulating viruses, we're never getting nudged. Our immune system's never being reminded of, hey, remember this? No big deal. Okay. Now it's not there. And now the vulnerability is there. Even if you live a healthy lifestyle and you've been under undue stress, you lose a loved one, a pet, something that just zaps your immune system and suddenly, whoa, shingles? Really?
Yeah, that was just like on cue that your earpiece fell off. Yeah, really? Boom.
Boom.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like
like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Scott Bell Show.
There is a point of overwhelming, and that's where we see disease manifestation and diagnoses, etc. But we manage, we adapt, but it's chronic survival as opposed to vital, you know, the vitalistic view. You know, you have the vital force flowing through you. You look at someone and you go, wow, that's health. It's just oozing from their pores. And to see people like that is so rare. When you do, you're like, wow, what is that person doing? Maybe we need to bottle that. But, you know, these are things, trying to find people that are living this way and emulate them, or listen to the masters in the past who discussed the law of the terrain and how we can apply that even today.
Exactly. And I think what you're talking about, like cumulative load, right? You know, cumulative load of all of these different things that in a very short period of time that our cellular matrix and all of those different things don't have a time for adaptation. You know, and so, I mean, things that have happened to the human body in the last, I don't know, less than 100 years, you know, we had like 30,000 years to adapt to various things up to that point.
Right.
And so that cumulative load, that whole toxic cumulative stuff is pretty bad. And so, you know, so we have to do what the best that we can, you know, with our food and our water and our spirituality and, you know, getting in touch with your God, however you define him or her.
Right.
You know, I'll be politically correct when I say that.
We got to be sensitive, but there are only two sexes, XX and XY. And somebody got fired for saying that in Denver Post, interestingly enough. It's kind of wild. And I get there's confusion out there due to toxicological impact, xenoestrogens and things. We recognize that, but it doesn't change the XXXY necessarily. yesterday, one of the things, you know, I always talk about that. You know, I think the physician's job, whether it be holistic or allopathic, ultimately is to reconnect people to source of source, spirit, a vitalistic view. And then somebody at the end of the lecture yesterday on homeopathy, it was funny. It's like, I hear what you're saying, but after you've reconnected to spirit, then what should I do? And I thought, well, that's a fair question. I get that. And
how did you answer that?
Well, you know, I talked about just what we're discussing now. It's reducing the burden. All right. We've got to make decisions about all of the accumulation, dropping a load, right? How do we reduce that load significantly? One of those choices is choosing better what we put into our mouths, into our pie holes. And I said,
what comes out of our mouths too.
Well, that too.
With that.
But you know, I said going organic or the equivalent, and that alone was a significant step for me when I was a young man at 24, never hearing the word homeopathy, learning of it, saying I got to go clean up my act, and that was significant. And we've seen studies. Jeffrey Smith has done these things and publicized them in his videos as well. That people simply switching to an organic non-GMO diet, extraordinary recoveries are occurring without even other interventions, holistic or medical. So reducing the burden is significant because the vital force has an ability to adapt to so much. If you reduce one, a significant part of that burden, you can overcome a lot.
I know. And it's just amazing how I think that we're going to reach that tipping point pretty soon, Robert. I think we're going to get to that 10% of the population that gets it, that we're going to just change things. I mean, you know, when we were in Trenton, up there, and I went up to Trenton in New Jersey when we were fighting that bill. And then the day that Dell was there, because Dell was up there on the day that they voted, and then they had several of the senators that were voting against it came out, and they were saying, I see mama bears. Everywhere I look, I see mama bears. And they have poked the mama bears.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's happening. And the daddy bears, too. I mean, there were a lot of men there. And I think that the men are now kind of, you know, it's always been kind of historically a lopsided many more women in this anti-vax sector or ex-vax sector. So I like that term a lot better.
Yes.
And because most anti-vaxxers are ex-vaxxers. They stopped vaccinating for either because they got smart or because they got hurt.
Yep.
And so, but there's more and more dads that are stepping into that space. And I think we really need some strong men leaders that to step up in all of these areas, Robert, because think about the lion's share of our legislators are men. So they just look at us women as like, we're just loud.
Yeah.
We're a fringe group. We're pretty small, but we just happen to be loud. They have no idea.
They learned differently in Trenton on that day.
Yeah,
and it only made one of those men, Sweeney, even madder. But, of course, let him spit all he wants. It's not going to get better for him the more he pushes this issue. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, you're awesome. Love you. Big hugs. Hope to see you real soon.
Okay. Take care.
Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.